Much as Tar Heel fans would like it to be otherwise, college football does not exist in a vacuum. Every action your program takes lays the groundwork for how the team will look next fall, when hope springs anew. It means that for every beating Carolina takes this season, fewer and fewer people will take the Tar Heels seriously. The recruiting trail, which had been the only beacon of hope for Bill Belichick and company, will get that much more treacherous. Potential transfers will be less inclined to join your program, at least not without a hefty paycheck. Simply put, as bad as UNC looked Saturday against Clemson, the result could be even worse in the long term. A frightening prospect, to be sure. Belichick himself didn't seem worried about the message Saturday's loss might send to the host of recruits in town on visits. In fact, the head coach seemed optimistic about the future.
Yeah, we're just honest about it. Honest that we're building, and if you want to be part of the program that's being built, then we're here for you. That's what we do.
It's notable that Belichick shied away from the word rebuild, because that's the word general manager Michael Lombardi reportedly used in an email to program donors and boosters prior to the Clemson game. The terminology is normally used for professional franchises, but then again, this is the 33rd NFL team we're talking about. Chancellor Lee Roberts conveyed a similar message at the most recent meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees, saying building a top-notch college football program takes time. Indiana's Kurt Cignetti, who turned the moribund Hoosiers into national contenders in one offseason, was not available for comment. The UNC players didn't seem thrilled when presented with the prospect of a rebuild. Unlike professionals, college athletes only have 4 precious years of eligibility to spend, and the idea of simply punting on one for the greater good isn't exactly tantalizing. Here's what receiver Jordan Shipp had to say.
I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win football games. You know, that's why I'm here. That's why I stayed here. I'm here to win football games. So whatever they're doing with the donors or doing with whatever, that has nothing to do with me. I'm here to win football games, and that's where my 100% focus is on. You know, just here to win football games and get to that next level.
And defensive back Jaden Patterson.
I wouldn't say it's a rebuild. We still got 7 more games, all ACC play, so I'm pretty confident in our team. We're going to work during this bye week and keep playing.
All clear as mud, right? Like most things related to the UNC football program these days, its messaging seems to be a bit of a mess. While the GM tells the people with money to be patient with a rebuild, the players were unwilling to commit to that. But perhaps Lombardi isn't totally out of line. Because to rebuild something, you have to tear down and remove what's currently in the building. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.